Rosh Hashanah Yerushalmi, corresponding to Rosh Hashanah Bavli Daf Chaf Dalet. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Beis Mabeis at the Mishnah. Kesel Boykin es Ha'idim, Zug Shebab Rishoin, Boykin Oisai Rishoin, Emachlifnes Agodol Shebehen, Vahimim Loi, Emor Kesel Ve'isa Salavona, Lefnei Achama O Le'acha Achama, Letzvayna O Le'dvayma, Kama Haya Gvoya, O Le'ayin Haya Noiteya, Ve'kama Haysa Rachava. How would they check the witnesses? The first pair that came would be checked first. They would bring in the more senior witness and say to him, "Tell us how you saw the moon. Was it before the sun or after the sun? To its north or to its south? How high was it? Which way was it leaning? How wide was it?" If he said to him it was before the sun, his testimony is not valid. They would then bring in the second witness and check him. If their declaration is matched, their testimony is valid. They would ask all of the other pairs about the main points. They didn't do this because they needed the testimony, but they didn't want to upset the witnesses that they would be willing to come to testify in the future. Rabbi Yochanan asked the question, even the most foolish person would not make a mistake in whether the moon was before or after the sun. And the answer is that actually they asked him whether the moon's concavity was towards or away from the sun. Tani bar kapor, taltoi lifnei hachama la'acha chama, pigmasa lifnei hachama, pigmasa la'acha chama. Bar kapor says in the Bais that they asked him two questions, whether it was before the sun and whether its concavity was towards the sun. This shows that they certainly did ask whether it was before the sun. Amar Rabbi Yochanan ksiv, Rabbi Yochanan says that the Pasuk says in Iyoi Perchafei, Pasuk Beis, the dominion and fear is with him. He makes peace in his exaltedness. The sun has never seen the concavity of the moon. This is the meaning of Hashem making peace. Tani Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, Lefi Sherekia, Shalmayim, Bakechavim, Shal Eish, Vehem Dorim, Ze Im Ze, Vein Mazikin, Ze Ze, Lefiche Oise Shalom Bimoimav. The Baisa for Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, since the firmament is made from water and the stars are made from fire and they coexist without damaging each other, therefore the Pasuk praises Hashem that he makes peace in his exaltedness. Rabbi Avun, Hamalach Atzmoi, Chetzev Mayim Chetzev Eish, V'Isbei Chamesh Gapim, V'Gav Yasoi, Ketarshish V'Panav Kamar Barak, V'Einav Kalapidia Eish V'Gaymer. Rabbi Avun said that the angel itself is comprised of half water and half fire and has five appearances, as the Pasuk says in Daniel Perek Yud Pasuk Vav. His body was like Tarshish, his face appeared like lightning, and his eyes were like flaming torches, etc. Amar Levi La'olam Leis Mal Chami Mad Kumoi Ela Kulhoin Salkin Ke'elein Besalkin Besulma Hafich. Levi said, in truth, the constellation cannot see what's in front of it. Rather, they are positioned in the heavens facing backwards, like a person who is climbing up a ladder backwards who can't see the person in front of him. Shloish Meis Hashishim Mechamisha Vechamish Chaloi Nois Bar Kadosh Baruch Hu Sheishtamish Bahen Ha'olam. Mea ushmoinim ushtaim b'mizrach u'mea ushmoinim ushtaim b'marav ve'echad b'emsa b'emsoi shawakiya v'memenu yotze metchilas ma'aseh b'reishas. The Holy One created 365 windows to serve the world. 182 are to the east, 182 are to the west. There's one in the middle, which is the point from which the sun came when the universe was created. Ma she'achama ma'aleches l'shoishim yoyim ha'levona ma'aleches l'beis yomim u'mechzer. The distance that the sun travels in 30 days is traveled by the moon in 2.5 days. The distance that the sun travels in 2 months is traveled by the moon in 5 days. The distance that the sun travels in 3 months is traveled by the moon in 7.5 days. The distance that the sun travels in 6 months is traveled by the moon in 15 days. The distance that the sun travels in 12 months is traveled by the moon in 30 days. Rabbi Yonah says that that's not the correct measurement, rather the moon travels it in less time, as the lunar cycle actually renews itself in just over 29.5 days. The Bison says a witness may not testify if he saw the moon through glass or water. The Bchir Ba'aba says if they saw it coming out from behind one cloud and moving behind another, they may testify from this. כאדור וחנינה, עזל, לעין תו, ולמנה, והווה אבירה, מעונן, המקדוין אמן, מענתל, אבירה, דהן סבא וקדיח להקדש ברוך הוא, כגברה ונירה מתריכה. It's like the case of Rabbi Hanina, who went to Ein Tav to join the Beis Din in order to declare the new moon. The air was misty there. He said about himself, "The air of this elder is so thick that the moon is not visible and the new moon cannot be declared." The Holy One pierced a hole in the cloud like a sieve and the moon became visible. Chia Rabba Helech La'oro Shal Yoshan Dalad Milim Rabbi Avun Meshadi Aloya Tzorin Va'amma Lekula Tavis B'nei Marech B'ramsha Anam Bayin Titchami Mikar Vat Vitchami Mikar Miyad Izbala Min Komai. Rabbi Chia the Great walked for 4 mil to the light of the old moon. Rabbi Avun saw the old moon in the morning of the 29th and threw stones at it. He said, "Don't embarrass the Beis Din by not renewing yourself today, because according to their calculations, the month should be 29 days. This evening we must see you renewed, but we still see you now." Immediately the moon ceased to be visible. It's Tzvona L'Dreima, Misha taught to its north, to its south. Itanatani L'Tzvona Dvarav Kayamim, Itanatani L'Dreima Dvarav Kayamim. One Baisa says, if he said to its north, his testimony is accepted. And then another Baisa said, if he said to its south, his testimony is accepted. Mandama L'Tzvona Dvarav Kayamim, in Tavis al Tammuz. The first Baisa refers to the time between Tavis in the winter and Tammuz in the summer. Manda Amal Adroima Dvar Kayamim in Tammuz al Tavis. And the second Baisa refers to the time between Tammuz in the summer and Tavis in the winter. Kamahaya Gavaya Zirime Mole Maldeya Achas Zirime Mole Shnei Maldeim. The Mishnah taught, how high was it? If one witness says it was the height of an ox goad, and the other one witness says it was the height of 2 ox goads, Itani Tani Divreim Kayamim. One Baisa says, in such a case, their testimony is accepted, and the second Baisa says, the testimony is not accepted. The first Baisa refers to when the witnesses were standing at different heights. And the second Baisa that says that their words are not accepted refers to when they were standing at the same height. The Mishnah taught, how wide is it? The width of a barley kernel, or more than that. If the witness testified he saw it before the sun, his testimony is worthless. The Mishnah says, Rosh Beis Din Oimer Mekudesh V'chol Am Oinim Achrav Mekudesh Mekudash Ben Shinira Bezmanei Ben Shalei Nira Bezmanei Mekadshin Oisei. The head of the Beis Din says, sanctified, and all of the people respond, sanctified, sanctified. They would do this whether it was seen on the 30th or the 31st day. Rav Elazar Rav Tzadik Omer, Im Loi Nira Bezmanei Im Mekadshin Oisei Shekva Kitshu Shamayim. Rav Elazar Rav Tzadik says, if it was seen on the 31st day, it's not declared by Beis Din, as it's already been sanctified by heaven. The Gemara says, Tami Rav Shimon Yochai Omer, V'kidashtim Eshnas HaChamishim Shana, Shonim Mekadshim Ve'im Mekadshim Chadoshim. The Gemara brings from the Baiser of Rav Shimon Yochai, the Pasuk says, in Vayikra Perek Chafei Pasuk Yud, you shall sanctify the 50th year, or may only sanctify Yoivo years, but not months. The Gemara asks from the Mishnah, but the head of the Beis Din says, sanctified. Ma Mekudash Mekuyam. The Gemara answers, it means that they sustain it. Tani Lekidush Achoydush Maschilim El Agodol. The Baisa teaches that when sanctifying the new moon, we begin with a more senior person. Amav Chia, Rabba Adda, Masnisa Amakein, Rosh Beis Din Oimem Mekudash. Rabba Chia, Rabba Adda said that the Mishnah also teaches this, but it says the head of the Beis Din says, sanctified. Tani le'ibu ashana maschilim al-asad. The Baisa says that when declaring a leap year, we begin to listen to the opinions of the judges from the side. Since the decision depends on the opinion of the judges, if we would begin with the most senior person, the opinions of the other judges would be influenced by this. Amru Rabbi Zvida behen Baisa delara lo'nagin kein v'lo shmir. Rabbi Zvida said, in the house of the Nasi, the procedure is different. When declaring a leap year, they begin with the most senior judge. Then Rabbi Chiba Moriah, Rabbi Yona, Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Chia, B'Shem, Rabbi Chia, B'Shem, Rabbi Yochanan, Lekesh HaChodesh Maschilim El HaGadol, Nei Boshana Maschilim El HaSad. Rabbi Chia, Rabbi Maraya, Rabbi Yona, Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Chia, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said, when sanctifying the new moon, we begin with the most senior judge. When declaring a leap year, we begin from the side. V'kra Nechnas Rabbi Yochanan, V'hu Ayah HaKotin Shevahen. Rabbi Yochanan once came to the Beis Din of Rebbe, and he was the most junior judge. Amuloi, Amor, Hari HaShana Mekudeshes Be'ibura, they told him, declare that this year is consecrated as a leap year. And he said, this year is consecrated as a leap year. Amav Yonasan, Ra Loshan Shilimadnu Ben Anefach, Ilo Amar Be'ibura Ha'isi Oime, El Yud Alaf Yom Shechama Oidefes Al Levona, B'chol Shana, El Be'ibura Sheisifu Lachacham Shloshim Yom Be'ibura. Rav Yonason said, look at the language that the blacksmith's son, means Rav Yochanan, taught us. If it said in its leap year, I would say that it's referring to the 11 days each year that the solar calendar extends longer than the lunar calendar, while it refers to the 30 days that the Chachamim added to make a leap year. Rav Yaakov bar Acha, Rav Yassir b'shem Rav Yochanan, le'ibro hochen acha minoi, le'beis avad hochen acha regil. Rav Yaakov bar Acha, and Rav Yassir quoting Rav Yochanan, said that for declaring a leap year, the order of the quanta who was appointed first, for sanctifying the new moon, it follows the regular order of the basin. In a regular sitting at the Beis Din, the more senior judges enter first, as we find that Rabbi Chanina would begin the proceedings, and Rabbi Yochanan and Shimon ben Lakish would conclude them. Rabbi Abba bar Zavda would open the proceedings, and Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Yassa, and Rabbi Imi would conclude them. Rabbi Chagai Pasach, Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Yossi, Chatzmin. Rabbi Chagai would open the proceedings, and Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yassa would conclude them. Kahana Ismani Kadmaya min Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, Al Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, Kadmaya Minei Lebur. Amachin Mawa de Shmuasa Leimakaimla. Kahana was appointed before Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, but Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha would enter first to declare a leap year. Kahana said Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha was the one who said that we follow the proper order, and he himself wasn't following it. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba Havakayim Matzli Alal Kahana, Kamle Matzli Min Achroi. Rabbi Chiya bar Abba was once standing in prayer. Rav Kahana came and stood behind him to pray. After Rav Chiya finished his prayers, he waited in order not to walk in front of Rav Kahana, who was still praying. After Rav Kahana finished, Rav Chiya said to him, is it your custom to travel those who are greater than you? Rabbi Anna mit der Beis Eli, Uksiv al der Beis Eli, im Yiskape Ovein Beis Eli, Bezevach of Mincha, Adoilam, Bezevach of Mincha, im Yiskapelai, Abba Miskapelai Betfela. Rabbi Kahana replied, Rabbi, I come from the house of Eli, about which the Pasuk says in Shmuel Aleph, in Perek Gimel, Pasuk Yud Dalet, that the sin of the house of Eli will never be atoned for with a sacrifice or meal offering. And he says that it will not be atoned for with sacrifice or meal offering, but it will be atoned for with prayer. And this is why Rabbi Kahana prayed for a long time. Betzali Eloi v'zachal meisav ad dis abdun tafuya semukan kahada the kaka. Rav Chiya prayed for Rav Kahana and he lived until he was old and his nail turned red like those of a baby. Rav Shimon Lakish akadmoin le chad sav lebuah v'alunei min hahu taua delahal. Amakein yehi v'scharan. One elder preceded Rav Shimon Lakish in entering to declare a leap year. They removed him from the room through the door from which he entered, and some explain it to me that he died there. The Gemara asks, did Rav Shimon Lakish not hear the statement of Rav Kispa quoting Rav Yochanan? It once happened that three cattle herders declared a leap year. If so, even an elderly ignoramus can precede a sage to declare it. One herder said, if the earth is warm enough that the wheat seeds planted early and late will grow, it's the month of Adar, otherwise it's still the month of Shvat. Another herder said, if the winter weather has subsided enough that when a strong eastern wind blows and a person blows air from his mouth, his breath warms the wind, it's Adar, otherwise it's still Shvat. The other herder said, in Adar, an ox will die in its herd from the cold, and it will rub itself in the afternoon in the shade of a fig tree, as at night it's very cold, and in the daytime it's hot. The three herders concluded that we see that none of these indicators are present this year, therefore we must declare a leap year. The year was declared a leap year based on their words. Rabbi Chalbei asked, did the Beis Din agree with them? Did Rabbi Zeira not say that they only declare a leap year when all opinions recommend it for the same reasons? The answer is, since they agreed with each other's reasons and opinions, it's considered that they all gave the same reason. Rav Shimon Lakish, Makped al Hadar Milsa. Was Rav Shimon Lakish so particular by his own honor that we saw earlier? Chashash lahai da'ama v'laza da'ama v'laza v'haitha yodai el anavim achoizim shav laksamim kazav v'soid ami layu v'soid ha'ibo. The answer is, he was concerned for the statement of Elazar, who said that the Pasuk says in Yecheskel, Perek Yudgimel Pasuk Tes, my hand will be against the prophets who see empty visions and those who divine falsely. They will not be in the council of my people. And it refers to the assembly of sages to declare a leap year. With Ksav Beis Yisrael Leyichtuvu Zeaminoi, the pasuk continues, and they shall not be written in the record of the house of Yisrael. This refers to gathering to make a full month. Vel Admas Yisrael Leyavo Zeaminoi, and to the soil of Yisrael they shall not enter. This refers to the land of Israel. V'am v'blaza, kad salkis lahacha amis ha gabi chada, kad menune amis ha gabi tauti, kad alis leibura amis ha tal sehoin gabi. V'blaza said, when I came here to Eretz Yisrael, one of these three curses from Hashem did not apply to me. When I was ordained, I said that two don't apply to me. When I came to be part of the declaration of a leap year, all three curses did not apply to me. V'abba v'azavda b'shem rav, Time of the Velaza, Berub Sadak, came into Bastin, Shalmalan, Royin, Shain Bastin, Shalmatan, the Kajinoisai, Hema Kajinoisai. Rabbi Vazavda, quoting Rav, says the reasoning of Velaza, Berub Sadak in the Mishnah is that since the heavenly Bastin see that the Bastin here is not sanctifying the moon, they sanctify it.